Please take your Bibles and turn with me to John chapter 4, and I read from verse 46. Therefore, he came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to meet him and was imploring him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will simply not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son lives." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started off. And as he was now going down, his slaves met him, saying that his son was living. So he inquired of them the hour when he began to get better. Then they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at that hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he believed, and his whole household. This is again a second sign that Jesus performed when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. We are considering the Gospel of John the past number of weeks and in the many weeks before us. But instead of, as before, taking a Bible book and simply moving from verse to verse and chapter to chapter, our plan of attack is a little bit different because the Gospel of John is different in itself. We are highlighting, first of all, the seven sign miracles which Jesus worked and which John recorded for us, each demonstrating how that Jesus is master over a different area of our existence, over our world. Last Sunday, we considered how that Jesus turned that which was utterly ordinary into something that which was desirable and attractive. And of course, the point is that God takes very ordinary people because that's all that he has to work with. And he makes something beautiful out of a life that has been steeped in sin. Well, here in this second sign miracle, we at the end hear that he himself, this royal official, believed in Jesus. John chapter 20 and verses 30 and 31. Many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of his disciples, not recorded all of those in this book, but John says, "These have been written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing in his name, you might have life." Well, here, this man, this royal official, who comes to Jesus, this miracle worker, he believes. You see, the sign had pointed, as it should, to something far greater, to Jesus Christ himself, and the man got it. He got it. He simply did not get a miracle that day. He simply did not.